in the Seagram's block of Oshawa, Ontario. I'm an idol.
Don't be scared, homie. Come on. Okay, first of all,
the world is smiling at you. The wrestling business is smiling at you. And don't you frown back on it.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker. The king is back.
The man to hour, the man with the power. Too sweet to be sour.
Dylan Bowker.
All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, happy to have on Teddy Ash, going to be fighting Jacob Ortiz for Unified MMA's light heavyweight title at River Cree Resort and Casino, and that is going on May 11th. How's it going there, Teddy?
Great, man. Beauty day out. Just finished training.
Oh, nice. How was that? Just, you know, putting final touches in, just getting ready for the big fight coming up here?
Staying sharp, yeah, keeping the lungs nice and fresh, and yeah, that's it. Mental focus, man. It's time to fight, really.
Yeah, and it seems like with your fighting style, it's more so about focusing on what you can do and maybe not so much about your opponent, because I was seeing one of the media releases Unified put out saying you don't really care who's, you know, standing across the cage from you, just, you know, you're good to go and you're ready to just get out there and make a statement. So is that about the size of it? You don't really focus on your opponents, it's more about your own approach?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I like to make it all about me for the most part. My training camp's about me. I'm trying to get better at everything. Yeah, I did a couple little tweaks here and there for certain opponents, and you know, you gotta fight, you know, there's different styles of fights out there, and different guys have different styles, so, but at the end of the day, yeah, I'm gonna be ready for any situation and any fight against any opponent.
Yeah, because I think some people were maybe thinking you'd be bummed out about not getting to fight Matt Hamill, just because maybe, you know, a guy you're familiar with has a certain degree of name value and everything like that. But there wasn't, you know, so much of that factor into it with the opponent switch?
Not so much. I didn't want to dwell on it and waste my time and energy dwelling or being upset or bummed out. You know, I like to keep it positive. Either way, I knew I had a fight coming up. Still fighting for a strap. Gonna get a replacement. It's gonna be a good opponent, regardless. Hamill would have been cool to have on the name, you know, or on the resume because of his credibility or whatever. But at the same time, I just had to let it go and move on to what was next.
No, that's the thing too. I mean, your opponent here, I mean, Jacob Ortiz got a lot of, you know, big promotional experience under his belt. He's fought for Fight Nights Global and also has experience in Bellator as well. So, I mean, how do you, you know, size up your opponent from what you know in this relatively short period of time, knowing that you're going to be standing across from him in that cage?
I watched a couple of fights, whatever. At the end of the day, man, I'm working on everything in the gym. I'm training my ass off. I'm getting better on the ground, on the wall, open mat, on the feet. You know, I'm just improving all around. So like we said, yeah, it doesn't really matter who it is. I'm going to be ready.
No, and that's a good mentality to have. He trains out of a good gym as well, from what I'm noticing, like Power MMA, a lot of, you know, big guys in there as well. But you tend to train with a lot of big bruisers in your own right. So it should make for an entertaining fight all around, I'm thinking.
Yeah, definitely, man. We both got good gyms, good camps. We're both game fighters. We got lots of fights under our belt now. It's going to be a sick fight, man, for anyone watching.
Yeah, and it seems like you've been training in a way whereby, like, in the training camp or just, you know, training, you go through just a variety of different scenarios. So you're kind of ready for whatever comes up on fight night. And from what I've noticed, just, you know, being a fight observer and stuff like that, it seems like that's more so the game plan nowadays. Like, it's not so much you have, like, the one, you know, specific game plan for fight night. It's just drill a variety of different scenarios in the gym so you can just fluidly kind of engage yourself in the fight on fight night. So has that been, you know, your approach and your perceptions from a fighter perspective?
Yeah, no, 100%. I have a striking coach. I have a wrestling coach. I have an MMA coach. I have a jiu-jitsu coach. And they're all kind of, we all kind of train together as a team. And, you know, they intertwine their styles together. And I take what I can from all of them, combine it in one. And, you know, that's just it, man. I'm more well-rounded now than I've ever been. And it's not, you know, as much as I do love to knock people out, you know, you got to be able to beat the shit out of someone on the ground too.
Yeah, for sure. And by the sounds of it, it sounds like you're working on all those different areas and getting ready for this. But a lot of the narrative heading into this fight still is just, you know, potentially you going to a promotion like UFC or maybe going overseas to even like a promotion like ACB or ONE Championship. So is that, you know, the plan going forward, or do you plan to maybe defend the unified title?
Right now, I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to get that strap and do what I got to do to make that, to get the W. And from there, you know, like, whatever options are available, man, I'm going to make my bet amongst me and the teammates, coaches, and, yeah, my manager. I'm going to make the best possible move. There's going to be bigger doors opening as they keep fucking knocking guys out, right? So from there, obviously, I'd love to fight for the UFC. You know, I'd love to fight for ACB or M1, you know, or travel around the world. You know, there's so many options out there, and all I'm doing right now is just climbing and climbing, and I'm excited to see where my fight career does end up, because, you know, I'm on a roll and I'm not slowing down.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be part of Unified right now and to just be able to also focus on the immediacy of the moment. I only, you know, ask the question because I'd be remiss if I didn't, but I think there's something to be said for, you know, appreciating the moment as well. I mean, from what Sonny was telling me, this is going to be probably the biggest card Unified's ever done, just like big scale production over at River Cree Resort and Casino there.
Yeah, no, man, it's pretty cool to be fighting in front of big crowds. And I'm getting quite the following around Edmonton, so I know, like, it's gonna be loud when I walk out, man. And I got lots of friends coming from Fort Mac. I got over 100 friends driving up from Fort Mac to come watch me fight in Edmonton. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, I got tons of friends in Edmonton that are gonna be there. Like, it's huge, man, and I love it, man. People are giving me the support, and, you know, it's helping me, you know, even build my confidence and believe in myself that much more.
No, I mean, it just has, yeah, exactly, it has to play into that for sure, but that's been great to hear, and I mean, I can't wait to be checking it out myself, cage side, and watching it. But if people, you know, can't see it live at River Cree Resort and Casino, they can check out Unified MMA 33 over on Fight TV. Main event bout with Teddy Ash taking on Jacob Ortiz for the vacant light heavyweight title. Thank you for your time, Teddy, and best luck in the fight, and, you know, probably, you know, see you cage side there at some point.
Awesome, man, thank you, yeah, I'll see you there. Talk to you there.